The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, 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 what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 598. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight, joined by Emilio Lopez.
10 commandments.
Carlos Romero.
It takes two.
Brett Murdoch.
This is not the greatest podcast in the world. This is just a tribute.
Yes. Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
And Brian Mangioma.
Good luck to you, sir.
Good luck indeed. All right, before we start, some fun stuff here. Now, we've been doing this show for a very long time, and not a lot of firsts happen, you know? Usually things go as planned. Tonight was a first. We've actually been talking for 15 minutes. My dumbass forgot to hit the stream button. So we're going to try to capture, you know, some of the magic. Because we're doing this. We're having a good conversation. And I'm like, where the fuck is everybody in the chat? They're here right now. So apologies to not only the panel, but you guys who had to wait an extra 15 minutes. So we're going to try to recapture some of the magic that we got there. But yeah, you already know what the main topic is. You already know GTA 6, the leaks. And again, I'm glad this happened because there's no other gaming news. This week was fucking boring, but leaks are crazy. Obviously, it's not the first time that Rockstar has had leaks. Every single big release from them has had a major fucking leak. No exception here. But it's just all the crazy shit surrounding this leak that's really fascinating, especially with this CyberLeak, who, you know, as we alluded to, posted commandments, people. So I'm going to read some of these. This is fucking hilarious, bro. Commandment number one, thou shalt not sell digital pre-orders. Commandment two, thou shalt not sell fake single player DLC. Commandment three, thou shalt preserve single player content. So I'll read a couple other little, because this is a manifesto, people. CyberLeak, you know, the group, I guess, the new version of Anonymous, I guess. CyberLeak has been patient. That patience is over. What follows are three commandments, the ones I just read. If CyberLeak targets a publisher, it is because that publisher broke one. CyberLeak will not stop until they issue a public statement and apology with a concrete commitment to be better. Words are not enough. Restitution is mandatory. These commandments are the floor, not the ceiling, of what is acceptable. If publishers violate them, they will be targeted. CyberLeak will continue to disrupt their operations until they issue a public apology with a concrete commitment to fix the harm they caused. No probate negotiations, no settlements. The public sees it, or the leaks do not stop. Woo. A publisher should beware, like Batman. If CyberLeak can reach Rockstar, no one is safe. This is a message to all big corporate: behave or be the next target. This is the CyberLeak edict, and it is not negotiable. Crazy shit, you know? And then there's other things. This whole guy, bro.
Words, like, they're not wrong with the whole, like, if we could reach Rockstar, we could reach anybody. But also, big words to a company that they got hacked by a teenager 4 years ago.
Yeah, you know what? And that's something I wanted to say, you know, during the original take of this. These all sound like the actions of a teenager, Brett, to me, especially like the whole performative aspect of it, because this is very showy, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I think
I'll
it's
say
a
it
teenager.
Again. This is sweaty digital Batman. I just got to say that again. But like, yeah, like also, I'm pretty sure the guy that hacked it the first time was a teenager who hacked it from like their phone or like a laptop they built in their room out of spare parts or something. Some Tony Stark shit. So like now this fucking guy comes out with full branding and a meme coin. He's like, oh, if I can get to you, nobody's safe. Like, bitch, nobody's been safe.
That's true. Just reminds me of that line. He built this in a cave. Oh man. And then, you know, something else you and Manny pretty much said in different ways. This is all advertising for GTA. Now, it's not coming from the inside, but these guys are kind of like advertising the game for Rockstar. Like, yes, the stock went down, but people bought the dip. Now it's back up again. You know, so you're only helping Rockstar in this, people, you know, or Cyber League, I should say. So that's kind of interesting. But Manny, as you said, they're doing a better job of advertising the game than Rockstar because you haven't seen shit. You know,
yeah. Have you ever done something so bad that you ended up helping the thing you were trying to stop, or vice versa? Like, it feels like trying so hard to throw a softball that you end up throwing it backwards, which I have seen a bitch do.
I mean, yeah, it happens. And yeah, from what we've seen, if this is accurate, again, and I've said this before, I said it again, all this shit is unofficial. Take it with a grain of salt. Cover our asses. But you know, it seems this person or group has a early build of this fucking game, or a build. We don't know how early it might be, right? That's fucking fascinating too. And this part, this is pure speculation from the internet. So really take it with 6 grains of salt, right? That apparently, like, so one of, like a Rockstar subsidiary from India, like they got it from those guys, you know, which is crazy.
Sorry to be that guy. I'm so sorry. But 4 years ago, I know there wasn't as much, but they had a build of the game 4 years ago, along with video and game assets.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, it's still, it is a big deal, especially more of a big deal this close to release. But, you know, when Tony and I were talking about this earlier, when I was like, oh, do we have to actually do this? Because for me, I was like, oh, this is a nothing burger because it has accomplished nothing but making this guy able to pull a rug pull on his meme coin. But I find that very interesting.
Yeah. By the way, just some other insider stuff. Brett texts me. He's like, do we have to talk about this? This is a nothing burger. 20 minutes later, I'm like, Brett, we just had an awesome conversation. There's something here. I love it. Nothing burger proceeds to have awesome conversation, you know?
Yeah, got me.
What's going on? Oh, hold on. We got to give a shout, some love to the chat right now. Barry Burton holding down. Otaku man. By the way, Andre, this is something I said earlier, you know, when we were doing the fake version of it, the lost episode 600 is coming up in 2 weeks, sir. We will talk if you know what I'm getting at with that. We got Echo Crimson in the house. My man, the voice of God himself. My cousin Chris, shout out to him. Pios Mon, Reggie, you know, Weapon X with the inside scoop just for you. Black Mage, good stuff. Everybody's going, yeah. Chris started that shit. Oh man, or it's like why are like you're yeah, and appropriate for that deep voice, you know, you're good shit. Yeah, Carlos, what's your take on all this insanity with the leaks, bro?
So I haven't been too into the weeds with it. I've only seen what has been posted on the Discord. So shout out to Discord.
By the way, really shout out to the Discord. These motherfuckers have been going ham for the past 2 days, you know? So we're really doing this episode for you guys. You guys, that's all they've been talking about for like 2 or 3 days straight. You know, all the conspiracy theories too. So shout out to those guys. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, so this, to me, this seems like someone that doesn't work at Rockstar got the build, and I feel like some of the speculation / reporting / headcanon is saying that someone got in touch with a Rockstar employee and got a build of the game. We don't know how far the build is, but it's definitely, they got gameplay, and they even got someone shooting a wall, putting, mm-hmm. I think I saw with the leak's name on it.
Yeah, I said leak, L-E-E-K.
Yeah, so someone's got something, and I'm surprised Rockstar hasn't said anything.
They've been taking the videos. They have been taking those videos down, though, bro, which lets you know those are probably real. They've been taking out all those fucking videos.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, and then like Brett said, was it 2 or 3 years ago we got that early alpha build?
Yeah, the alpha build, yes.
As well. I wonder if there's any correlation between that.
It looks like shit.
This game's going to suck.
It's going to suck. Look at the graphics.
Yeah, man. I don't know how to feel about this. This person obviously is deranged. whenever you talk about you know, crypto scams, I, you know, there's no levels of altruism you can throw out, or pretend altruism you can throw out, that'll make me believe you, because this is the lowest of lows. So yeah, I don't really care about this person. Hopefully that, you know, they find out who it is. And yeah, this, I don't know why. I don't know what the narrative is in terms of the game, where it's like, oh, this is ruining the game, or this is good for the game. I don't know what that conversation is, but I don't think it's going to, this is just, you know, a little trailer before the movie comes out, you know?
Yeah.
People are like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, if people are having that conversation, haven't seen it, people are mostly like impressed by the brazenness of the shit, you know, the audacity, if you will. By the way, shout out to Mob Hits. He goes, anybody got more of them leaks? Yo, Mob Hits has been going crazy in the chat right now. He's like, yo, I don't need to watch the Netflix special. We already got all the footage to assemble this shit, you know?
Well, if there is one loser, it's definitely Netflix. And we'll see at the end, but Netflix is losing a little bit of steam. Like, because Manny mentioned, the gameplay was broken by this person, not by Netflix.
Oh shit, that's true.
This person. So whatever, you know, crazy thing Rockstar had for Netflix, this might take the sting out of that a little bit. So. We'll see how that Netflix thing goes, but I don't see how they look any of this.
Yeah. By the way, so again, the dude's, you know, has a paid poll, you know. So I'm going to read this tweet here. From Game Roll, the GTA 6 leaker has created a paid poll on their website asking which clip will be revealed next. The options are car day, car night, motorcycle night, plain day. And then it says, buckle up, everyone. This isn't going to end anytime soon. I can't believe some of you have paid to vote. And yeah, the guy, CyberLeak, said, hey, you guys paid. We're going to release the plane footage. Like, why would you pay for this? You know, this is, it's absolutely insane. The grift is real, people, you know? And by the way, I think it goes without saying, we're not going to go into specifics about the leak themselves, you know, because... It does seem like they're real.
We don't talk about leaks.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to talk about that, though. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But it's more like we don't want to spoil things for guys. It's not about, like, yeah, altruism. Like somebody, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And I remember having a conversation with Mob Hits about this in the Discord. It's like, if it's a motherfucker just running in a world, I mean, that's fine. Like, if you can just place those videos on, but if it's like story based, like something, you know, people would care about, that'll ruin or spoil something from the story, then I feel like that's a little bit crossing the line.
Yeah,
maybe just put a spoiler tag cover on it on the Discord. That'll work.
Yeah, Mob Hits just said, pero why?
Rumors that they even have the ending too.
Oh shit!
Oh. Also, I do have another thing to add to this.
Go ahead, bro.
And this is a nitpick. I'm getting on my bread soapbox.
Uh-oh.
Is this technically considered a grift? You know, a grift is when someone, you know, advertises something they don't believe in, but this is just leaks.
I guess it's your definition of a grift, right?
So
you're making money here, you're grifting, you know?
Oh, I see that as hustling.
Yeah. That's probably a better word. You know what?
It's like,
yeah, you know what? Let's call it a hustle. Let's call it a hustle. I think that word's more appropriate than a grift. I never put the whole fake aspect to grifting, but I could see it, you know?
It's like a snake oil salesman.
Yeah.
Which I mean, I could see if you could see it from this person too, because that crypto stuff, it is a grift. Fuck it.
Okay.
We've decided.
It's a grift. All right. It's a grift. It's interesting, man. Again, but you know, the stuff they show in is like the map, the amount of stars, some like customization shit. I mean, I'm being purposely vague, you know, stuff you would kind of expect. But yeah, it's just crazy. And again, Rockstar is like, you figured this big ass company would have their shit in order, but this happens every fucking time, you know? And like we said, this guy's already, you know, done a better job than Rockstar has at advertising and shit. And they beat Netflix to the punch, you know? Hilarious to me. we read some of this shit. What are we at? We talked about the whole shooting the wall thing, which is nuts. Yeah, they've released like 5 gameplay clips. Crazy shit, man. Rich, what's your take on this, bro? Mr. Richard Bailey Jr., there he is.
Yes, can you hear me, sir? Yeah, I had to adjust some things.
Yeah, you good.
Okay, so first and foremost, let me just say this. I think it's very ironic, although it really shouldn't be ironic, that a game called Grand Theft Auto has a hacker stealing this information and putting these videos out there. So I think that's very interesting. I agree with a lot of what has already been said. I do think it is pretty silly, but I also think that GTA is obviously a game of many firsts, and that is the history of this particular game. Because again, we have to remember, Rockstar has not shown any gameplay of this game, and yet when they announced it, digital only, this is the pricing of the game, and then you see a whole bunch of people pre-ordering the game. They talked about they sold billions in pre-orders, and they showed no gameplay. Okay. So then they announced this Netflix thing. Again, that's also something that is unprecedented because we haven't had that before. That's the next thing. So this happening as a result, I'm not too surprised. Again, this is a game of many firsts because the high, you know, it's a lot of hype for it. So I'm not too surprised something like this would happen with the stuff getting leaked. And I believe Manny and Brett made the point. This only is advertisement for Rockstar because, again, next week when it is released on Netflix and then it will show up on their YouTube channel 6 hours later, Everybody's going to be talking about this. Yeah, Netflix definitely lost with this, but people are still going to be watching. I mean, and then again, it will only help to sell more copies of the game in the future because there's interest in it now because now people are going to be, oh, I saw that footage. I want to see more. I want to learn more. So either way, this still helps Rockstar. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is free advertising, isn't it? It's pretty interesting. Brian, get in here, man. What are your thoughts, bro?
I also have not really been following the leaks that much because, again, in this day and age, I wasn't sure if it was real or AI. So I thought I'll just wait it out and see what happens. And plus, I was half expecting some ninja lawyers to come out to the background and make this guy just disappear at some point. And then I'd know that it was real. So, yeah, I really don't know what's going on. But I kind of do respect his hustle to try to make money from it. But it only means that if he gets caught, then he's going to be in a world of pain because not only is it's going to be the whole leak problem, it's also them using the fact that he was making money off it will also just work so badly against him. So that's why I said, you know what, good luck to you. If they find you, your pretty much life is over. If they don't find you, then you're laughing all the way to the bank. So okay, make money of people that want to see more leaks, you know, that's fine. You don't like people and give money to him, that's fine. You know, we have people giving money away to Rockstar for pre-ordering a digital game, so that's not the dumbest thing I've heard. But yeah, I have not watched any of the leaks, so I am not going to. I am more than happy just to wait until the Netflix thing is on YouTube, so I'm not too fast. But yeah, it is interesting.
Yeah, no, it's wild. Echo Crimson says, well, if that hacker wanted to be in a real life version of Manhunt, that leak is how to do it. Their life is officially over. Yeah, no, if he gets caught, he's done. They're gonna fry his ass. So that it's gonna be interesting. But yeah, you know, we did allude to it. I'll get to it now. I find it very interesting that kind of funny reported on these leaks. Greg Miller, people, you guys remember a few years ago?
No.
During the Insomniac. Totally. Oh, what's up, Brian?
I thought they don't report on leaks.
Well, I guess things have changed.
So then some leaks are more equal than others.
Yeah, because they've reported on leaks before the Insomniac leaks and after the Insomniac leaks. But this one.
Does that mean like some leaks are worth one? Would that mean like other leaks are worth like
3/5 of one?
Oh, no, we're not going down that route. Oh, man. But yeah, no, extremely hypocritical of Mr. Greg Miller. You know, it shows his favoritism towards Insomniac. Let's just be honest here. You know, he probably isn't as buddy-buddy with Rockstar as he is with Insomniac. So fuck it. Let's just go ham. We're talking about everything, you know. But it comes to Insomniac. Oh, no, no, we can't talk about that. And then everybody went along with that shit. Not Throwdown, though. We talked about it, you know. And I'm glad other sites are reporting on it, too, because, you know, it's crazy. But, yeah. So we're going to get our first glimpse of this game officially next week during the Netflix thing. And, yeah, it seems like it will be a multi-part thing. So stay tuned for that. Any last thoughts before we move on? I'm going to take that as a no. But now we're going to talk about Sony news. So get ready for that. This one started making the rounds this week, and I'm like, why is this news? And this is an official statement from PlayStation's higher ups. They said, I'll say his name, CEO Hiroki Totoki, very nice name there. He said that they have not fixed the launch date for the PS6. What? Okay, we're like, okay, if we lived in non-clown world time, the PS6 would be coming out in 2027, right? We're way too early to be talking about this shit. So why are they talking about it now? You know, I'm still trying to think about that shit. My guess is because it's going to be very delayed, as we've speculated on here. Why release a console now under a lot of fucking reasons? One, you got the whole RAM shit that's going to probably make the console cost $1,000. Two, the most important one, you don't need a fucking PS6. The PS5 is barely like doing anything. Like, the generation still has properly to start, you know? So what the fuck do you need a PS6 for? Bro, I just find this story weird. Like, why would you need to officially say you haven't thought about when you're going to release a console, you know? Other than,
because,
go ahead, Brett.
I can actually explain this, I think. Yeah. Because they had plans to actually have it moving forward by now. But their new plans of not having a date are actually a rollback. So while they had internal plans of PS6 because of the RAM shortage, they've had to move their internal plans to postponed indefinitely.
Yeah, could be. One of the other theories, and I'm reading this from Digital Trends, they believe that this is a wild one. Because remember, Sony is propped up by PlayStation itself, right? But that doesn't mean PlayStation consoles. And the theory here is that they don't need a PlayStation 6 in the market to make money, because they can make money off, you know, fucking The Last of Us TV show or all this other bullshit, licensing their IPs everywhere. Interesting theory. I don't know what I think about that. Go ahead.
Who said that? Like, the Sony's actually in a huge amount of trouble because China's consumer electronic market has basically limited them to only their entertainment products, which 60% of which are Sony PlayStation brands. So right now, their internal game metrics, or their internal video game division, is holding up 60% of their internal brand, and that is actually causing them, supposedly, as a company, to not be doing so great and not feeling so great, which is part of the reason that we've seen more restrictive things, including the digital-only future, because Sony has had to double down on this being its only profitable leg of its company.
Yeah. We should be clear, it has been this way for almost 10 years now, maybe a little longer. But I'm with you on kind of questioning this specific theory, because it says right here that their movies, music account for a good majority. No, they don't. Chris does the breakdown of their financials. We know it's not. We know it's not fucking Sony Pictures or their music. So I don't buy into this specific theory that they don't need the gaming division. They don't have the gaming division. They're fucking done. You know, that's just a fact. But again, with the PS5 still being, you know, the most dominant console, they don't need a PS6 right now, man. You know, they're all right.
Well, I think it accounts into it. Like, I think this is something that a lot of people don't really think about, because the idea of actual conspiracies or, you know, that kind of thing, honestly, those rarely ever happen. What you have is alignment of motivations that are generally against the consumer or against a certain group of people. So like Sony right now is staring down the barrel of they can hit the button to reset the generation, but it is highly disadvantaged to do so. But also, why would they hit reset on a generation they're winning? So
yeah,
of course, when you look at all of these factors, they're going to be like, well, let's just keep dragging this out as long as possible. Their competition isn't going to be able to launch any kind of real rebuttal with RAM prices being as crazy as they are. By the time their competition can, they'll be able to as well. So they just need to stay king of the hill for the time being. So it doesn't have to be, oh, we're going to, you know, sit there and Mr. Burns rub our hands together and have evil thoughts about how we're going to lock down the game industry. It's just, no, it's they're not going to put effort into moving it or making things better when they have no incentive to do so. That's not really a conspiracy or a psyop. That's just them reacting to the market. Yeah, it's a dick move. Yeah, it's not great for us, but I think we've pretty well established that Sony isn't there to make video games or good memories for us. That's they're about as they have about as much goodwill as an angry ex-girlfriend who still has your dog. Like that's the kind of way you should look at Sony. Yeah, you'll still get what you need from them, not because they want to, but because you can wring it out of them. It's a contentious relationship. But if you want Spider-Man, you're gonna sit in that toxic relationship.
It's true. Hold on, let's see. Skell believe. By the way, people, your boy is getting old, man. I'm having harder and harder time every time reading shit. Just putting that out there. So yeah, Skell.
Read them glasses.
Yeah, reading glasses. Because I can see everything fine, like normally, but like closer shit, I'm like, oh fuck, I can't see that anymore. Anyway, Skell over on YouTube says this means it might get delayed again. The PS6 has not even been announced yet, let alone delayed. So and like I said, if it was normal time, the system would be releasing next November 2027. So it has not been delayed at all, you know, but it probably will be, you know.
For all intents and purposes, it has. I mean, they were targeting, like, the way that they go with these things is they have a hard date. They have, like, a soft date, and as they get closer, they kind of refine it, right? So, like, they had a date of 2027-ish, and now it's question mark. So yeah, technically, you could see that as a delay, but it's most people aren't going to say it's a delay unless they had a hard date. And they had a window they were shooting for, and they are no longer shooting for that window. So, yes, it's a rollback, but also it's not a delay. It sits in the gray area.
Yeah, that's the way I see it. I'm like, if you didn't give an official release date, there's been no delay. Maybe an internal delay, you know?
I do see it as a little bit of delay because it was 27 and now it's not.
Yeah, that we know of. That's what it seems like. Go ahead.
I have a theory.
Go ahead, bro.
I actually don't agree with you guys.
Excuse me?
Shocker. Get out. Here's the thing. If you're talking about, usually, you know, when you guys talk about all like every week, whether it's like, do we need a PS6? Well, the answer is no. But they don't care about that.
Oh, they don't.
They don't care whether, you know, the generation has been a disappointment for the fans that are not brainwashed. They don't care. They want to make as much money as possible. Is the RAM shortages, the RAM spikes, everything, all this stuff, is it affecting the PlayStation 6? Yes. But I feel like this is sort of a start of a press run to sort of get people to be comfortable with, it's like, oh, look at how much Sony is struggling with the exorbitant cost of hardware these days, where it's gonna make us into victims, where we can charge as much as we want because everything's expensive, you know. So when the PS6 comes out and it's $1,000, it's over $1,000, then people are gonna be sort of looking up to that and be expecting that instead of, you know, a $500 to $600 console as we've been getting the last couple of years. And I don't think they will delay it because of the RAM stuff, because 2028 prices can go up again. They're saying that Micron, SK Hynix, Samsung, the large chip makers for RAM, those motherfuckers are back, or you know, are sold out, or you know, in demand for the next several years. Mm-hmm. Not just next year, not this year.
I heard up until 2030.
Can I just clarify real quick that the CEO, and I had to look this up, Hiroki Totoki?
Yeah, that's right.
Did state that they have no internal date on the PlayStation 6, citing the global memory crunch crisis. So, like, that's not hearsay. That is directly from his mouth.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. I was about to say something similar. By the way, Carlos, yeah. I'll let you continue. I'm not seeing where we disagree so far.
No, well, because you said that you feel like it's going to get delayed.
Well, I'm just going off of his statement.
No. You agree with the statement. I don't agree.
Okay,
let me ask you this. At this point in the life cycle, has every other generation had an internal target date for all of video gaming history?
Internal targeting date for all
The of answer is yes.
I don't know what that means.
The answer is yes. The answer is yes. They've always had, 7 years in, they've always had a internal target date of the next system. We know that they don't now, and we know that that is because of the RAM shortage. So you could say it has been delayed. It has been confirmed to be delayed, and it has been confirmed to be delayed because of the RAM shortage.
I think that's fair.
I mean, that's if you take that statement at face value, which I don't. I don't trust them.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. But you know, we are just going off the. Again, we're not saying you should trust him, but based off what he officially said, you know.
No, but
that's fair enough.
Hearsay from the facts. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
The way you interpret the facts, completely up to you. I'm just saying, like, he said this, and normally by now we would have an internal date. This is the first time we don't. And this is the reason he says that it is. So even in him saying this is the reason that it is, he confirms that it kind of is a thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that there isn't any conflict with the system because of these factors. There definitely is. But my thing is they need to get these parts in order. They can't just be like, oh, let's delay it until indefinitely. Because you don't know what the future is going to bring. You need to get your horses straight now, regardless of what the circumstances are. And if that provides, you know, a shortage of consoles, well, then it happened in 2020. So, you know, they have to be ready. These fabs need to be ready to be supplying these systems. And
they've got the system already. Like, they've got the hardware specs nailed down. They've already released those to manufacturers.
Yeah. And because of contracts, the system will have to come out, you know, it will have to come out eventually. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah. So I don't think, you know, I'm still confident that this will come out next year, late next year. I don't trust them when it comes
at least
to
2028.
What happened?
It's pushed at least into 28 to 29. It's not coming in 2027.
2028, uh-oh. I can get. I get 2029. I'll be willing to bet a large amount of
accountability room.
It could be, honestly, but
I've heard them saying as late as 2030, which would be fucking wild.
Whoa,
that's not going to happen. And like you mentioned, Brett, and I think you underestimated it. There, PlayStation is most of Sony's business, like overwhelmingly
most
of Sony's business.
Yeah.
So they need to provide something. That's going to help them generate more money.
Where do you think their revenue comes from? You think it comes from selling consoles?
No, but they need people to be invested and in order to so they can be influenced to retain their subscriptions.
But I mean, they're already doing that, and they're already not giving you anything. So what? Why should they give you?
they were already doing that with the PlayStation 4, but they somehow released the PlayStation 5 during a shortage and a pandemic. So nothing stops this train. They don't care.
I think there's only one thing that stops the train, and that's an Xbox release. So I see no reason for them to push a release until Microsoft does. And Microsoft is going to have to push the release in order to turn over the generation.
Yeah, and it does seem like Microsoft will release their console on time next year.
But why these same factors are affecting Microsoft just as they are Sony.
Yeah, they are.
So why isn't Xbox delayed?
Probably because Xbox is in more dire straits than PlayStation. PlayStation, like Brett said, they haven't been doing anything and they're still so fucking successful. They could coast. Xbox, not so much, you know? And if Asha Sharma's anything to go by, she wants to push shit fast, you know? Look, she got Pat Howard off his fucking lazy ass. You know? So I think we're going to definitely see that next Xbox before the next PlayStation, which is crazy because normally they're coming out at the same time, roughly like a week in between, you know?
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. it's going to be, Microsoft's going to try and release ahead of PlayStation, and PlayStation is going to try and not release until Xbox does, but not let them get too much of a lead. Like, that's going to be their whole thing, which is stupid because they should be focusing on, like, what would make gamers happy, but they're instead just going to try and intercept a new console release because they're more about, honestly, it's not about quality, it's about just maintaining the status quo with them. And as much as I hate it, that's also their bet. Like, that's the best business decision. It's not the best company decision. It's not the best decision for me, but for their shareholders, yeah, I fucking guess so. And I hate saying that, but it is what it is.
I joined Throwdown in 2016, 10 years ago. It's been a while.
Shout out.
And I started complaining about remasters and remakes 10 years ago. The reason why I think PlayStation 6 is going to come out sooner rather than later, and when I say sooner, I mean within the next 2 years, is because that's also a gateway to do the same thing. They release a PS6, they're going to advertise GTA 6 like it's a brand new game. It's on PS6. It's the PS6 version with all the bells and whistles, $120. You know, Last of Us Remake Part 2.
I feel like they'll still do that if they release it in 2030.
But why would
I'm not saying that they mean, are going to release it in 2030. But I'm saying if they do release it in 2030, you can bet your sweet tits that they are going to re-release The Last of Us and GTA for the PS6. Doesn't matter when that shit's released.
Yeah, but the sooner the better. They make more money sooner. That's my whole thing. These things are not done at a whim. These are planned out strategies. So I don't foresee Sony being wishy-washy about release dates because of these factors. They know when they're going to release. The only thing that's going to delay them is if a factory.
So you think that when they say they have no internal release date, that they're lying? I mean, I'm not saying that Sony doesn't lie. I'm not saying that.
Well, when they say they don't have an internal release date, that they could have an internal release window, just not at a concrete date.
No, they say they don't. They usually do, but they're saying now they don't have an internal release window at all.
But they didn't say that. They said released it, right?
No, they didn't.
They have no internal release window, period. Like the memory shortage has had them put the PS6 on indefinite hold.
Yeah, the specific thing is they still haven't fixed a launch date for the PS6. That's what they're saying.
Well, that's not a window. That's a concrete date. Yeah. Like,
but again,
July 22nd.
No, you're right. But again, if things were normal, and I said this at the top, and I'll say it again. If things were normal, the release date would be November 2027. If they haven't fixed it, I believe it's because it's being delayed. I could be wrong, but I think it's just being delayed, you know?
But I don't think this is ever going to get fixed. That's the thing with me. This we're reaching unparalleled or uncharted waters, and we're pretending like we should delay, or we should think that Sony's delaying it because they don't know what's ahead and will never know what's ahead. So, you know, they should make decisions on things they don't know.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
Yeah, what I said was that the market is not advantageous to them right now. So they're going to base their release date around Microsoft's. And since Microsoft hasn't announced theirs yet, they even internally don't know at Sony when it's going to release. They know that they've had the SKU done. They have the parts out to their manufacturers, but they know that they don't want to pay for RAM in the global shortages right now. So they're going to wait for Microsoft.
But they're not paying for it. We are.
Well, they still got to buy it. They still got to buy it from Samsung or whatever, you know?
Yeah, but that all rolls down to the consumer.
Yeah, people, unfortunately.
They know people are going to go crazy over PlayStation 6. We're not.
Like right now RAM is so expensive that it's being sold in lots. Like even Steam said the reason that their Steam machines are the way they are is because a RAM manufacturer will come to them and they say, "Here's how much RAM we have. This is how much it is. You're buying all of it or we're never talking to you again." Shit. And Valve just has to be like, "Okay, we're buying the whole lot." And they said they hate that, but they have no buying power in the face of these huge data AI firms. So like it has been a problem for them and is one of the reasons they had to release the Steam machine configuration, memory configuration, the way that they did. So it seems like
the entire gaming industry is just straight up being bodied by AI, which is fucking bullshit. But I would imagine that Sony would be the same way. Like, all of the PlayStation 6s is like one data center's worth of fucking RAM. So it's not like Sony could be like, snap their fingers and be like, this is going to be the most successful console ever. Print us some RAM. Like, no, they're at the end of the line, but behind 12, you know, data farms you've never fucking heard of, which is so dystopian. They need to fuck up.
But here's the thing, Brett. They need to get into the line in order to get something. So them not getting to the line, it's like
paying the price. Yeah, and I don't think they're going to release a $1,200 system.
$1,200 maybe not, but $1,000 definitely. I don't know how much it's going to cost. I don't know the specs, so it's hard to track that. But
it's going to be better than the Steam Machine, and Steam Machine's already tracking what $1,000, and RAM's gotten more expensive. So
but if you're a company and you're thinking, well, it's not advantageous for us to release a console, you don't know if 3 years from now is going to be advantageous or if it's going to get worse.
This is true.
You just don't know.
And that's the problem, I think, is that I don't think Sony's looking at 3 years down the road.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem with a lot of these publicly traded companies is nobody has their eye on the horizon. Nope. This is the Titanic with nobody looking out for the iceberg because they're like, well, as long as I get pot roast for dinner tomorrow, I'm going to be fine. They're really just not looking out that far, I don't think.
Yeah. All right. Let's start moving on. Unless you want to say anything else about that topic before we move on.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment, and I'm going to help you move on, Tony.
Uh-oh.
Because something that Brett and Carlos said triggered me.
Uh-oh.
So just remember this. There are three guarantees in life. Death, taxes, and Naughty Dog releasing The Last of Us once again on their next console. So stay tuned for that. There you go.
That's true, man. all right, speaking about a change of plans... this one is crazy. You guys may have forgotten, because I know I always forget about this game. Horizon Hunter's Gathering, the big online version of Horizon Zero Dawn. Well, according to Bloomberg, our boy Jason Schreier, the game is being effectively retooled to remove all the live service aspects. And why? Because internal testing, nobody likes it. This is another one of these fucking live service things that Sony went into that just went to shit.
Hold up. So internal testing, which means even the people who made it hated it?
Yeah, like, you know, I don't know, probably too, but, you know, probably testing with some audiences or whatever. Nobody liked it. Nobody liked it. So very interesting. So apparently they're going to eliminate all the live service stuff, really focus on the co-op aspect, and apparently they're going to introduce a story mode or beef it up.
So what was the problem exactly?
What say that again?
What was the problem with this game exactly?
That it was boring.
And it's not the first two games.
you're cutting out there, Brett, a little bit. We're missing the jokes. Anyway, let me read
this. I said it didn't stop the first two games.
Oh, damn. You know? The Horizon multiplayer co-op game is struggling so badly that according to a new report in Bloomberg, its development is being rebooted. Bro, how do you get rebooted when you haven't even come out? Bloomberg reports that after a poor internal play test showing in June, the developers at Guerrilla Games have worked to retool Hunter, stripping out live service elements and adding a story mode to create a smaller scoped game. Maybe you should have made a smaller scope game in the first place.
Half-baked, bolted on narrative will totally save everything.
Yeah, so there you go, Brett. It was internal. So even the developers were like, what the fuck is this shit?
They sat down to play and went, this is awful. We should ham-fist some kind of narrative that nobody cares about into this. Then that'll be good. What scares me about this is they're like, oh, we kind of removed some of the live service elements. Like, okay.
Oh, no, so, not some. All.
Okay, even then. So you built a game around unlockable skins. What are you just going to do? Like, scatter them throughout the world? Now, like, you cannot just tear things out of, like, that's like tearing out engine parts and then duct taping them to the outside of the car, being like, what? It's all still there. We put it back in. Like, no, you designed a game around, like, pedantic, patience-wearing microtransactions, and now you're just gonna be like, oh, we're just going to make everything online. Like, yeah, I have also played microtransaction-heavy games that have reduced their amount of pay-to-win or their paywall content, and it just feels like a season pass just kind of giving you some stuff. I'm looking at you, Fallout 76. Like, it's not a satisfying feeling. I would hope that they were kind of just taking the basic engine and retooling the whole thing, but it sounds like they're just trying to fuck something up and then unfuckify it, which that's not how it works. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
This sounds like Star Wars Battlefront 2. Remember that debacle? Everybody was so mad with all the microtransactions and shit. They remove all that stuff, but the game fundamentally didn't work without it. So it was just like even more fucked. It was like Swiss cheese, you know? So it sounds like the same situation again.
Yeah, like you could take all the microtransactions out of a game just by making the loot boxes free, and every time you level, you get one or some bullshit like that. But it still doesn't make it fun. You systematically removed the fun, and then you've just removed the pay gap, but you never put the fun back. Like, even down to, like, for us old heads, like, I remember how you used to unlock skins and extra weapons and shit like that. And it wasn't just, hey, I made it to a level and they gave me a grappling hook. You had to fucking plumb the depths of a sunken temple and find that shit in a treasure chest and some shit. Not the same.
Beat the game on hard mode. Remember those days? Beat the game on hard mode. You get some extra shit. Now it's pay for it, you know? By the way, this part is very interesting to me. Bloomberg says Hunter Gatherings isn't canceled, but the team has until the end of the year to show they can turn the game around. What if they don't? Oh, man. Rich, Rich, get in here, bro.
So you're saying that they will be the hunted if they can't turn it around?
Yes. They will become the prey.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I, you know, I'm not too surprised about this. I know Carlos said he was looking forward to playing this, but the question I have is, what the hell happened to just working on Horizon 3? I mean, I know they have a small team working on it now, but that's been a lot of years since, when was the last game? 2022, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, well, Rich, they released, well go ahead.
What I know, you know, you cover a lot of games and stuff and you do a lot of reviews with the Coalition with a K shout out, but you must have forgotten about Jimbo Ryan's master plan. He wanted live service games. He wanted them all. This was part of the plan.
Yeah, no, you're right. And this is another casualty.
I, for one, am encouraging Horizon 3 because I would like to see it overshadowed by Elden Ring 2 on its release weekend.
That would be great. So I'm going to make a bold prediction. I think this game's done. It's never going to see the light of day. I think it's over.
It's one of Jimbo's 15 commandments and don't actually make it.
Yeah. This thing's, it's going to be an abortion. Let's just be honest, you know.
I think you're being too hopeful, Tony.
Yeah, maybe, you know. But if it comes out, it'll be a stillbirth, you know.
No, that's what's going to happen. Is it's going to be like quietly shuffled around and then just dropped off like a fucking dumpster baby. And and then half the team is going to get laid off for it. And then we're going to have to hear about that shit sometime around fucking Christmas. Be like, it's Christmas. How dare you lay off people? Guys, it's going to be messy and awful and sad. And everybody's going to have fucking something to say about it. This doesn't have the shame to go into a corner and die where nobody can see it.
So true. All right, man. Sticking on the PlayStation part. So we got to talk about Wolverine again. So we had the collector's edition come out, the console, which did okay. The console itself did not sell out. No surprise, it cost $650. But the controller and the faceplate sold out instantly. But that's not what I want to talk about. So, and this comes directly from Insomniac. They tweeted about this. Ain't much for blood, gore, and cursing. Marvel's Wolverine includes violence, visibility, and profanity toggles via the game settings. Basically, tame Wolverine. Take out the blood. Take out the cursing. Take out the gore. Because you don't want to see that in a Wolverine game. You know? Yeah. Go ahead, Ben.
All right. Well, that in my opinion, that defeats the logic of the game, because when they introduced this game at the State of Play, you saw all that carnage and chaos. So the people that have seen this game already, they already know the violence and gore is in there. So I don't know anybody that is going to say, you know what, man, this is a little bit too graphic for me. Even though I saw how it looked initially, I got to turn all these sliders down. I don't know anyone that's going to do that. If I find that person, I do want to have a conversation with them and ask them how that experience went. But I think this is kind of silly.
Yeah, hold on. Well, Echo Crimson, you're right. You toggle it from rated M to rated T.
It's the first ever ESRB rating.
Yeah, the ESRB slider, Carlos.
I would like to find that person Rich was talking about and ask them what it's like to move through life never feeling uncomfortable.
Fuck, you know, my thing is
most games go ahead, man. I was gonna say most games sort of do that already, where they allow you to turn it off. This is probably the most open example of them saying, yeah, you can turn everything off, but most M for Mature games have that ability.
Yeah, you're not wrong, but I think for a Wolverine game it's a little weird, you know what I'm saying? Like you know,
I'm gonna say I think we have finally reached the inevitable conclusion of participation trophies.
Oh shit, here's the only grace I will give this, right? Even though I'm obviously think it's retarded. This is good for streamers, because I'm pretty sure YouTube is not going to like all that fucking blood and violence if you're streaming that shit. So that's a benefit. But other than that, I'm like, it's fucking Wolverine, bro. What do you expect here? You know, he chops motherfuckers up just because. His main weapons are blades.
Good. I'm so glad you brought that up, Tony. Thank God I don't have to worry about the Let's Players and the streamers, because I was really sweating it for a minute, because I was like, how are they going to stream a rated M game on a teen-based platform and still monetize? I was going to lose sleep over that.
Yeah, well, there you go. And I would be surprised if that's one of the reasons they did that shit, you know, because they want people to stream this game so you could get people to buy it. You know,
it probably is, but like, here's an idea.
Brett is the fucking super audience. Yeah, you're right. Brett, it's a Super Nintendo version of the game.
It is. This is the Sega Genesis and Nintendo version. But like, here's an idea. Make a game for an audience and then have the balls to commit. Like, I'm not saying that you had to make a Wolverine game that was full of blood and swearing. God knows there have been ones that weren't, but the fact they're like, oh, we're making a Wolverine game that's adult, full of blood and swearing, except when it isn't, in case you're a pansy. Like, okay, well, so it's made for a specific group of people, but also everybody? It's at a certain point, just making bland on top of bland. Like, this is already the most generic, forgettable. I'm pretty sure I've already played this game, even though I've never played any game in this game. Like, you're making Ubisoft look spicy. Oh, Jesus shit. Fucking Christ. Come on, you know that's the truth. Like, every single Ubisoft game, you sit down and you're like, I've played this game before. Tell me that this isn't worse than that. Tell me you can't already feel the mechanics of this game in your fucking core muscle memory. It shouldn't be like that.
Applebee's of gaming. You know, that's the state we're at right now. Something for everybody. Barry Byrne says, Weapon X off, Weapon X on. Yep, pretty much.
Well, no, because when you turn Weapon X on, the costume doesn't work right anymore.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Shit. So, there you go. You got safe mode in Wolverine. Absolutely crazy. By the way, I removed some stories because, you know, we're kind of running a little over time, but we will talk about this one. This one was added last minute.
Did you know the next Arkham game doesn't have punching in it?
It doesn't no punching. You know, Batman just stares at you. You know,
it's stern talking to.
That's it. Oh, man. Okay. So I don't know if it was last week or the week before that. You know, there was a report going around that Dave Bautista would be the new Kratos in the God of War show. Now it's official. Drax the Destroyer
on me.
Yeah. What do you think, Brett?
He's like 80% torso, but it's grown on me.
Yeah, he doesn't. Again, the old Dave Bautista looked more like Kratos, but you know, I don't know. What do you guys think?
They slept on it too long, and I can't think of a younger person. Like, I think that's just like you shouldn't have slept on it that long. You should have gotten him when he was Drax, because everybody looked at Drax and went, "You know who he kind of looks like." But no, they had to wait 7 years, some shit like that. So I don't know that there's a younger actor who's going to do a better job. So Dad of War it is.
Yeah. So, Rich, how excited are you by this news? Actually, go ahead, Manny. Go ahead, bro.
I mean, they have a real star for the show now.
They do. Nobody knew who that fuck that other guy was. Yeah, you're 100% right about that. Nobody knew who that clown was, you know?
This, I think, is something that Batista is sort of also looking for, a role where he actually gets to play a different character or a character in general. So I think this will be a good one.
Yeah.
He gets to paint his skin again.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So, Rich, how excited are you by this?
Well, I think that Batista obviously is a very good actor. He is a bigger star than Ryan Hurst. Well, Ryan Hurst has been in a couple of different things. He was in The Walking Dead. He actually was in the game as Thor, so still somewhat relative to the source material. But no, Batista is a better fit for the role. But to me, and I'm going to put on my tinfoil hat here,
because
I don't know anything. To me, him signing this deal to be on this show indicates to me that the Gears of War project is dead, because he was dead set on being Dave Batista. I mean, he was dead set on being in that Gears of War, whether it was a TV show or whatever it was, a movie. That was the role he wanted. So the fact that we haven't heard any updates about that, I think this is the indicator. That project is probably not going to happen. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's good casting in terms of just the Dad War part. The physicality and the role might be a little bit tougher. We'll see what type of shape he's in when he's filming this. It seems like a quick turnaround because they're already started filming. I wonder what they're gonna do with the beard. Do you have a beard growing out?
They're gonna put an AI beard on him or something.
Nah, they might. You know, the reverse Man of Steel thing.
Yeah. Right.
Speaking of Man of Steel, he's actually currently also filming the new Highlander film. He's playing Kurgan in the
interesting
new, Henry Cavill
Batista film.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Oh,
that's pretty cool. Yeah. You know what? Not to sidetrack, but if Henry Cavill is going to be the Highlander, you need a big motherfucker like Batista to be the villain. You know, makes sense, because even Highlander's like, I'm the Highlander, you know, big guy. Anyway. God of War. Carlos, how excited are you now?
I mean, I'm looking forward to it a little bit more than I was. I wasn't really looking forward to it, to be honest. But, you know, especially because I really enjoyed the story of the games. You know, for those that played Ragnarok and the first one, I feel like the story was a standout in both of those games, especially Ragnarok. So we'll see how they do it with this TV show. But, you know, Batista's, even though in his limited scope of roles, I always felt like he was really good in what he did. So we'll see what he does with Kratos.
Yeah, well, hopefully this doesn't turn into a Halo situation where they completely say, fuck the games, we're going to do our own thing, you know? But yeah, my interest hasn't changed. I didn't care for it before. Don't care now. I'm good. Is anybody else looking forward to this show?
Big fucking deal.
Really. Yeah, I like that, Brett. Go ahead, Manny.
Not really.
Yeah. I don't care. We'll see. It's probably going to cause controversy because there's always controversy. So we will see about that, you know? But
she's not a queer black woman.
Yeah. Shit. What's streaming this thing? So many fucking services. I don't even know anymore.
Amazon.
Think about it like this, people. I get Amazon Prime, right? I could watch all that shit. I'm still not going to watch it. I'm good. You know, so it feels like a waste of my time.
He-Man, though.
No, I didn't. I didn't watch that shit. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, I said I was, but then I was like, man, I got better things to do.
I watched Aspen because I recognized Jared Leto.
Hey, there you go. That's funny. That's a strong endorsement right there. Yeah. By the way, I speaking about that, just real quick, so I remember I was like, hey, you know what? Maybe I'll check this movie out. And then literally the next day, somebody hit me up. Well, what'd you think? I'm like, bitch, you're going to ask me if I watch the movie during the fucking week I work, motherfucker. You know? It's funny, man. But now I'm like, I don't care. I, you know, whatever interest was there, don't care about He-Man. Don't care about this God of War show. But I'm eager to see people ripping it up on the internet. So that'll be fun. There were some other things people are ripping apart, but whatever. Oh yeah, it was the Green Lantern. I heard that was pretty awful. But we're not. This is not the movie down. You know.
Yeah. We can cut to the chase. Cut to the chase. Just go watch some anime instead. There's some good anime now.
There you go. Watch it on
Ghost in the Shell series.
Hey, good. That's on Amazon. I'll watch that shit. You know, I've been meaning to, but I keep getting sidetracked. At this point, I may just have all the episodes ready for me, which will be nice. Even though I don't binge, I don't like doing that. I'll watch them one episode a day. You know, that's how I like watching my shows when I got to catch up. Save for and the AMA.
One Piece with that attitude.
Well, here I was thinking about this, Brett, because what are they, like 1,000 episodes of One Piece or something? Probably more than that. Yep. Like,
you can't skip any. No,
I'm just saying there's 1,000, right? Theoretically, yeah. With the way I watch anime, one episode a day, I'll be caught up in like 4 years. That doesn't sound so bad to me, you know?
Actually, you know what? That would be a good way to watch it, because like One Piece is best as like a long ride. The whole point of it is like it wraps back and you're like, oh, shit, from like 4 years ago.
Yeah, that's when I decide. I'm not going to do it right now, but I do want to go back. Yeah, because when I was watching One Piece, it was one episode a week on Toonami, you know? Or Adult Swim, I should say.
One episode a week? Respect.
Oh, yeah, I did. And that was for years, too. Again, I'm old school. I like watching one episode a week. That's how I grew up, you know? I'm used to that. The binging shit doesn't feel right. But I've negotiated it to one episode a day. Because at least I get to absorb the shit instead of just like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? Now that you finish the first season, you might actually catch up.
Yeah, but we'll see. You know, again, I'm not in a rush. I'll probably start when I'm 60 or something. I got nothing else to do. I'll watch One Piece now. They finished it. They finally finished it 13 years from now, Brent.
I can see you and almost be like, bro, that's awfully optimistic. You could have planned to be 80 and be like, I'm going to finish this shit.
Like George R. R. Martin, you know? You ain't finishing that shit, motherfucker. Oh, man. All right, let's start wrapping it up here. Rich, what's coming up on the Coalition this weekend?
Okay, yes. Mr. Adam Vale, Carlos Romero, and myself, we will be reviewing the next episode of The Walking Dead, Dead City on the I Am Negan podcast. Absolutely. So stay tuned for that this weekend over at thecoalition.com as well as the Coalition YouTube channel. On the gaming side, because I know a lot of people are here for gaming stuff, well, let me say this. I did do a review for a game called Wild Blue Skies.
Interesting.
This is an indie game that's very similar to Star Fox 64. A pretty good game. It does have a few issues, but if you do want to hear my thoughts, check it out on thecoalition.com as well as The Coalition Gaming. And I will say this. There are quite a bit of things I'm playing right now that I cannot talk about, but I will say you will want to stay tuned to the website next week because, there's a lot of things I'm working on that, I will finally be able to say more about, and it's going to be there. So stay tuned to thecoalition.com, The Coalition Gaming. There's some things you're going to want to check out next week. That's all I can say.
All right. And Manny, what you got?
Well, I mean, one thing I have to say about that Wild Blue Sky game, it is actually done by the original Star Fox.
Oh, so that's cool.
At least a lot of the original team.
Manny, if you can't find what you're looking for, I got you, if you know what I'm saying.
Uh-oh.
I can't seem to find it right now. But,
hey, Manny, there you go. Vamp, I got it right here.
So, yeah, that's Dinner Date number one that is coming out in October the 7th. So just in time for Halloween. Kari Randolph, Joanne Starr is the writer, and I'm the colorist. Should be a good time there. You get to see a couple pages.
Look at comic that. Books. Hey, this bitch killed them, man. She's crazy. He's a vampire. Look at them teeth.
She's a vampire.
Telling you, man, careful on these fucking dating apps. The girl you hook up with may be a vampire, and she may kill you. So this book is a warning, you know?
Thank you. Yeah, that's a warning. So that's coming out. And then there's also the September is TMNT Journeys number one with a cover by Kari and myself. That's it. And I keep saying that there's going to be something else coming soon. I'm still waiting for any of that information. Don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to be happening.
Yo, man, you got news? All right, good stuff, man. All right, we are out of here. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube. Join the Discord again. Shout out to the Discord gang. You guys were on fire this week. So shout out to all you guys, you know. What's going on, Jeff? He goes, I'm a cop that vampire comic. There you go. Comes out in October, baby. You know? But that's a crazy premise. Imagine that shit, man. Like basically you're a vampire. Well, I need blood. Let me go on this dating app and fucking drink blood that way. Genius. You know? It's also a metaphor because a woman will suck you dry. You know? So careful. Anyway, you can find Throwdown on your favorite podcast app. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
And Brian Mungioma.
So how long before EA is gone?
Ooh, that's an interesting one. By the end of the year. We will talk about EA next time. Man, we didn't even get to that shit. Anyway, we will see you on the Sunday show. And remember, episode 600 is coming, people. Get ready. Later.